Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
By 1749, Handel's Messiah had become very popular in London. It was the same year that Lady Huntington's aspirations to reach the ruling class of England began in earnest. She had appointed George Whitefield and Howell Harris her chaplains. Whenever Whitefield was in London, he preached every Tuesday and Thursday at the Lady's Chelsea mansion to as many friends and acquaintances as she could gather. John Wesley also preached there, especially when Whitefield was traveling. One biographer lists 40 great and noble persons who attended these meetings. They were men and women who effectively governed the country. To those of nobility who were converted by Whitefield's preaching, he personally wrote them letters to encourage them. Biographers disagree as to the effects of Whitefield's preaching to the nobility. At the very least, a few were converted, and King Frederick spoke very positively of Lady Huntington's home meetings and her Christian example. What influence did Whitefield's preaching have on the nobility who crafted the laws of the land? They heard the gospel, and if not converted, at the least, they came back for more. Gradually, Methodism gained respect among the nobility. Christian doctrine and its standards of morality influenced the mindset of the people well into the Victorian era and beyond. Lady Huntington used her wealth and her influence to plant church after church. In her lifetime, she planted 130 Methodist churches across England.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.